The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us on the Breakfast Huddle. Well, quite a mixed start to the Asian opening numbers, tracking the rather lackluster session overnight on Wall Street. To help us get the bigger picture, we've got Jeff Holly. He is the Senior Market Analyst for Oanda in Asia Pacific. Morning, Jeff. How are you doing?
Morning, Ryan. Good to be here. Thanks.
Hey, Jeff. So, it was Singles Day yesterday. How is your shopping spree? You're normally based in Jakarta, so you're dropping by Singapore for a few days?
Yes. I'm based partially here for work here in Jakarta. So I was here this weekend and I did do a little bit of Singles Day
shopping.
What
was on your shopping list?
Very boring stuff that was given to me by Mrs. Halley. It included a garment steamer, a video monitor, and a steam pressure iron. Highly exciting stuff.
Okay, so I'm sure you helped to raise those numbers on the Alibaba sales figures. So I'm looking at the latest record, $38 billion. That really blows away the previous year's record of $31 billion. How much of a bellwether is this for consumer spending sentiment, and especially with China releasing its retail sales numbers out tomorrow?
Yeah, I think we need to take it with a grain of salt. I paid half price for my stuff, which is why I got excited about buying an iron yesterday, that's for sure. But I think if you discount prices deeply enough, even in a recession, people will come out to play. So I think this is perhaps driven by the fact that people can buy. And I was talking to friends yesterday, and they'd bought random things like mattresses and all sorts of crazy things that had these amazing discounts on them. And so I think that brings people out to shop. But I think actually the retail sales tomorrow will tell a much more structural story about the state of China's economy at the moment rather than necessarily Singles Day, which is fun as it is.
Yeah. So what is that state of the Chinese economy that you're looking at right now? I've been seeing some numbers going softer and some still quite resilient. What are you looking at in terms of Chinese numbers?
I think it's still going to be resilient. We're looking for about 7.8%, which I think is an extremely respectable growth by any standard. So I don't see any signs really in the Chinese data of really structural slowdowns. The Chinese government has been actually selectively putting stimulus into the system, and they lowered their prime rate, I think, last week as well. So I don't think that we're seeing we're going to see a huge blowback from the trade dispute, for example, in those numbers Thursday.
Hey, Jeff, even though it was Singles Day, there wasn't a lot of buying in the stock market. I'm looking at Hong Kong. It was down 2.6%. That was its biggest drop in 3 months. Back home in Singapore, we were down by 0.7%. Of course, Hong Kong being hit with another wave of escalating tensions. We've been getting reports about how the police there have been using live rounds on protesters. Where does it go from here for Hong Kong when you look at the market impact, the type of headwinds for companies with exposure to Hong Kong?
Obviously, those events of yesterday were tragic in themselves, but this will probably put a knife in any remaining tourism that was inbound towards Hong Kong. I already know conferences. I know business trips that are being cancelled. So if you're like hotel or property companies, we saw that sector actually getting hit quite heavily yesterday in Hong Kong. So I would say that particularly in the leisure property, it can't be great for the numbers for Walt Disney, for example, over in Disneyland Hong Kong. These sectors that are directly in the firing line of reduced retail and tourism spending, I think it will be the first to be hit. Going forward after that, you've got the transport infrastructure. MTR are constantly having to repair train stations now, etc., etc. And then we start having the political risk about Beijing deciding to take a more direct approach.
Good point on Disney. They just released their earnings earlier this week, or rather last week, and they flagged the Hong Kong unrest as a reason why tourism numbers are down, especially from China. We are chatting with Jeff Holly. He is the Senior Market Analyst for Asia Pacific at Oanda. Jeff, turning our attention to what's happening on Wall Street, we are looking at the indices there pushing new highs. Just last night, the Dow broke a new high. But how much steam is there left behind the rally, the momentum, especially when we look at the earnings season? We are looking at coming to its tail end. And then what catalysts are left in the near term?
Yeah, I think the main catalyst here and the main issue that it has been around all year, unfortunately, has been the state of the straight trade dispute between China and the United States. We've heard a lot of talk about this interim trade deal that may be or may not be about to be signed. That's what's pushed stocks to record highs over the last few weeks. We've seen a rotation out of haven trades and back into emerging markets, etc. If there's any hiccups in that process, then there is the potential for quite a substantial correction, I feel. So we've run up on hope, but very little substance, and we could actually turn back the other way just as quickly should that hope be somewhat extinguished. So yeah. I think this, whether we get this interim deal across the line or not, is the key event which will decide whether the stock market rally continues to have legs.
So I'm looking at some of the indicators, and they are pointing to how it is overbought right now for Wall Street. Is this something you would say maybe it's not, now's not a good time to really jump on the bandwagon right now?
I think when markets are driven by politics, then it tends to override technicals. One thing I do say to people is that the market can remain irrational longer than you can stay solvent. And I think this is very much a sentiment-driven rally rather than a technical rally. So while that sentiment is still quite strong, there's still upside in stocks globally. But if suddenly these trade talks break down, and we do have two very interesting leaders on both sides of that dispute, then that does leave us the potential for an equally quick correction to the downside.
Okay, Jeff, you mentioned this big rotation away from some of the safer stuff into equities recently. And one of the big things people moving out of was gold. And I'm looking at gold prices drifting lower. It's down 3% this week, pushing three-month lows. And it's near your technical level of 1450.
50, yes.
Where does it go from here? For the year, it's up 20%. Is this still potentially going up in the year to come?
Yeah, it's had a wonderful run in the bigger picture. The thing about gold at the moment is that we've seen treasury yields, and in fact we've seen government bond yields quietly, without making too much noise, start rising over the last month and a half. So bond yields may have bottomed for now. That's never good for gold, particularly when your US treasuries, your 10 years are up around sort of 1.9%. It makes gold less attractive. Gold also has this safe haven about it, so investors move there to manage risk. When the perception in the market is that risk is diminished, which is what this trade deal should do, then gold becomes less appealing again. So what we've seen is a rotation out of gold. Mm. And we saw some very, very high volume selling last night on the futures market, which implies there are a lot of stop losses going through. If we break 1450, the next target would be around the 1400 level. And as long as we get this interim trade deal across the line, then that's quite feasible.
All right, Jeff, just to wrap things up, your advice to investors right now, there's so much noise right now, especially on the US-China trade front, back and forth, Brexit also back and forth. What do you tell investors right now to do when they look at their investing plans?
I think the important thing is to keep your eyes on the prize, is what I say to people, and not to get caught up in the daily noise, because daily noise is daily noise, and that means that we're seeing flip-flops in sentiment on a daily basis. So I would say to people, yes, it is okay to be bullish on equities, for example, but you should be nimble, and that the trade war is the main issue. So any deterioration of that would mean that maybe investors need to start looking at hedging their portfolios.
All right, we've been chatting with Jeff Hawley. He is the Senior Market Analyst for Asia Pacific at Owenda. Jeff, thank you so much for
your
time
this morning.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.